بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وعود المريض صدق الله العظيم. My respected brothers and elders, amongst the rights a Muslim has over his brother is that when he is sick, then his Muslim brother should visit him. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم had commanded the Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in visiting the sick. Amarana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bi'iyadatil marid. And the hadith I quoted, wa'udu al marida, that visit the sick person. So it is a very great sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to visit the one who is sick. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on several occasions find books of hadith that he visits another Sahabi who was sick, and with him other Sahaba would stand up and accompany Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to visit the sick person. Of course, there are etiquettes again, adab when visiting the sick person. But to understand again the importance, it is a command of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we should visit the sick person. It's the great sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is the right our Muslim brother has over us. In one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is mentioned, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's a very lengthy hadith, but just part of the hadith. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will address man, Ya ibn Adam, maridtu falam ta'udni. I was sick, and you didn't visit me. And the person will say, Ya Allah, you are Rabbul Alameen. What does it mean that you became sick? Allah is free from becoming sick. Allah is the Rabb of the worlds. So Allah Ta'ala then will reply that my certain banda, my certain servant was sick, but you didn't visit him. Had you visited him, you would have found me by him. In other words, the person who is sick, he is enjoying the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is so important for us to visit the sick person that when we visiting the sick person, we are getting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us, or Rasulullah is reminding us in his hadith, that it is so important for us to go and visit the sick person. When a person visits the sick, then according to hadith narrated by Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, 70,000 angels make dua for the visitor if he goes in the morning, right till the evening they're making dua for you. And if you visit the sick person in the evening, right till the morning, 70,000 angels are making dua in maghfirat for you. So what a great blessing, what a great reward. And hadith narrated by Thawban radiallahu ta'ala, that person, man aada mariidan, lam yazal fi khurfatil jannah hatta yarji'ah. Person who visits the sick person, then he remains in the gardens of Jannah, among the fruit of Jannah, the harvest of Jannah, till he returns home. So for that period, he is as though in the gardens of Jannah. Rasulullah s.a.w. has mentioned, man aada mariidan, أو زار أخله في الله ناداه مناد بأن طبت وطاب ممشاك وتبوأت من الجنة منزلا. You visit a sick person, or you just visit a Muslim brother of yours for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then a caller calls out, بأن طبت, you have done an excellent thing. Your deed is excellent. Your walking is excellent. And in fact, you have built yourself a home in Jannah. Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with so many rewards if you visit the sick person. So when you visit the sick person, we make salam to the person. And of course, if the person is sleeping, do not awaken the person. A person who is sick, he has different times when he is going to be resting. He is not well. Now just because we want to show him our face and that we came to visit him, we'll make some sounds, some noises, we'll cough loudly, we'll try to shake him up. That is incorrect. That's against this khilaf of the adab and etiquette of visiting the sick person. Go there. Shaykh Abdul Fattah Abu Ghudda, rahmatullahi alayhi, in his kitab in Adab al-Islam, when he mentioned etiquette of various aspects of deen, and there he has mentioned that your visitation should be as brief as possible. As brief as possible. Unless the sick person really, he is happy and he wants you to give him some, to cheer him up, and he wants to sit and talk to you, then there's a different story that he is calling you and he wants you to sit for a longer period. Otherwise, your visitation should be as brief as possible. Also, we'll visit the sick person in the hospital, make sure it is visiting hours. Unfortunately, many of us, we are guilty of this, we go at any time we wish. And even though it is visiting hours, remember, it's not just one person, just ourselves, we're going to visit the sick person. He's got family members, he's got his wife, his daughters, other family members of his who wish to visit him. Now, every time we're going to go into the room, they have to come out. Then the next person goes in the third and fourth. By that time, the visiting hours are over, and the family members have no time to see their own person. So therefore, we have to bear in mind all these. Then when we go there, we are not doctors, and we don't understand anything what's on that file and what's in the sheet and what's the drips, what's written there. So it's not for us to investigate all those things. Ask the person how he's feeling. Ask him to make dua for you also. And give him du'as. Rasulullah said, إِذَا دَخَلْتُمْ عَلَى الْمَرِيدِ فَنَفِّسُوا لَهُ فِي أَجَلِهِ فَإِنَّ ذَلِكَ لَا يَرُدُّ شِيئًا وَيَطِيبُ بِنَفْسِهِ. That when you visit the sick person, cheer him up with regard to his lifespan. Don't tell him, hey, my sister had this or my uncle had this and he died within 2-3 days. No. By you cheering up, no, inshallah, you'll be well. And you'll live for long, inshallah. That's not going to change the taqdeer, whatever Allah has planned. Whatever Allah has written, that's by you telling him that, that's not going to change the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But you will be comforting him. You'll be making him happy. That is what we should be doing. So our visitation should be brief. There are masnoon du'as, several du'as. The easiest du'a for all of us, easiest du'a. La ba'sa tahurun, inshallah. Inshallah, all of us know. La ba'asa. La ba'asa means no problem, don't worry. Don't become overwhelmed. Tahurun. Tahurun means it is a means of your purification. One meaning is that Allah will forgive you all your sins because of what you're going through. It's a means of you becoming cleansed of your sins. The other one, you become better. La ba'asa tahurun, inshallah, if Allah wishes. The other du'as a person makes, أسأل الله العظيم رب العرش العظيم أن يشفيك. I ask Allah Ta'ala the great, the Rabb of the great throne, to cure you. You read this 7 times. You don't have to blow on the person. Just read this dua. And the other duas, plenty. There are so many other duas. اللهم رب الناس أذهب البأس إشفي أنت الشافي لا شفاء إلا شفاؤك شفاء لا يغادر سقما. Allah, remove this difficulty from the person. Allah, cure him. Such a cure that leaves no traces of that bimari and the sickness in him. So we tell the person, simple, la ba'asa tahurun, inshallah, may Allah give you shifa'i kamil, ajil, may Allah make you better, and Allah ta'ala cure you from this sickness completely. So it's simple etiquette of visiting the sick person. Make sure we don't sit there for too long. Cheer the person up, give him kind words, read these masnoon du'as. If it is possible, then we hope, put our hand on his forehead. If it's not possible, he's got drips, he's not in a position for us to even do that, then we just stand there and silently we make the dua for him. Allah Ta'ala give all of us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Subhanallah.